Okay, Pinkies. It is the Faye driver. We are doing the ignition sequence here on the big truck. Just one moment. While she preheats, get those glow plugs going. Run through that. There you go, that pre-start check. And we're just going to jam it in drive immediately without giving it even a heartbeat's warm-up. So I can pull it out of the shed. All right. Please stand by while I prepare for departure. Okay, Pinkies. There are a lot of things to do to get this truck rolling, you know. Oh dear. Notifications from on high. Of course, you know, I have this Apple CarPlay on this truck. I do not like it.
You have no new messages.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, like, it does shit like that. Okay, and you're going to hear me probably typing messages back. Okay, let's go. All right, Pinkies. We are off on an adventure today. We're driving the big, slow trundle bus, the tow monster, the mega man truck, my big diesel penis extender, known as the Dodge Ram 3500 mega cab, with the 6.7 liter inline six diesel engine. And the ASIN transmission, automatic six-speed transmission. So, what's going on, Faye? Well, I don't know. Just checking in. Let's get right to the most important thing, and that is a voicemail from Scotty. Let me see if I can find it and battle with the nanny here. Okay, go.
Hey driver, this is Scotty, your Aussie butler. And hey, seeing as you're retiring in a few days' time, or is it weeks? But anyway, seeing as you've got your father locked in the downstairs of your house, and he can feed the dog and collect the mail and shovel the snow, etc., etc.
And Mr. Anderson.
I just want to know, are you going to come to Pride 48 this year in NOLA?
Oh, yes.
Last weekend of August. Secret announcement.
Uh-huh.
Or are you going to come definitely next year? Inquiring minds want to know, not for any particular reason at all, nothing suspicious here. Carry on, pedal to the metal, sideways round the corners.
Well, of course, thank you, Scotty. That's a great message. Request information, whatever it is. You know, Scotty always makes me... You know, some people make you laugh. Scotty, the Aussie battler, he makes me laugh, like, from my belly. You know, some shows, they make you guffaw, like Grits to Glitz or something like that. That'll make you guffaw. Adam Burns will make you reel back and screech in horror. I don't want to say anything about Big Fatty because he'll just turn my words around to make himself sound better. But Scotty Battler makes me laugh from my bowels, Scotty. Okay, let's go over what he was asking for. No way in hell am I leaving my father alone with my dog, or two, alone in my house, because I would come back and everything would be a shambles. But it's a good thought. It sounded like an ultimatum. I'm either coming to Pride 48 New Orleans this year, the end of August, or I'm coming next year. So I don't know how to answer that question specifically, Scotty. I don't even know where I'm going to be in August, where we'll be living. So if I can figure out
what area of the world I'll be in the end of August 2020, then I will be able to decide if I'm coming to Pride 48 New Orleans. So we'll have to table that matter, sir. It was 14 weeks. I have 14 weeks left of work, Mr. Battler. So, what am I up to today, you want to know? Well, I've been spending money like it's growing on trees around here. And I'm going to pick up some RV materials, equipment. I have a battery solar system that I have purchased, and I'm going to collect that from my mule in Tonopah. So that is what I'm up to today. What else do you want to know? I don't know what else to tell you. Things with Dad are always challenging. I got this super slow BMW X3 driving in front of me here. It's like they've never seen a wet road before. It's a challenge. Let me just tell you, it's a challenge dealing with my father. I don't think I want to talk about it today. There's so many things around, you know, a man of his age having his own agency. Like, do I let him do the things he wants to do even though they may be putting him in danger? What kind of danger is he in? How much care am I required to provide to somebody who is reluctant to receive it because they think they're mentally sound when they're not? Do I need a court order in order to care for my father? Because at some points he doesn't appreciate the fact that he's locked in the basement. So, it's tough. It's tough, kids. I'm just feeling a little wrung out right now. And I know that there are other people who have many larger problems than my first world, first person problem. Condolences to trucker Alex. What a shock that his husband Bob passed away. Many condolences to you, trucker Alex. We are thinking about you. Well, I am anyway. Sad and shocking. Which is what, you know, an event like losing your husband, like trucker Alex has, is just sort of secured in me the need to get out and live your life, because it could be over in a heartbeat. So it spurs me on to continue on my quest for independence from work life. I'm very much looking forward to not having to work at a job anymore, all the while recognizing that there are all kinds of other types of work, such as looking after your father. So, do I have anything else to say? I don't know. Let's see what the list has in it here. It's kind of a miserable day, by the way. It's been a miserable bit of a month of raining and snowing and stuff here in Vancouver. The snow went away, and the rains all came. So now we're just dealing with rain. So I have a little window of time here where it has stopped raining and I'm able to drive without having to turn on my wipers. If you've driven with me, you know I have a disdain for the wipers, the flapping back and forth constantly. It just really drives me crazy. I find it distracting and fatiguing, so I tend to not use wipers, which makes my passengers uneasy. You know, I think I'm going to end it here. I just like to check in every once in a while and let you know I'm still alive. Plans are progressing. I'm just so busy getting ready to sell my house. And I don't know if other people have written in with their questions. Sell my house and my job and deal with all these other real estate matters. So let's end it here. I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.